ESC rights are the right to adequate housing, health, social protection, and proper working conditions. And it's currently they're not recognised in their constitution, and I think it's vitally important that they would be recognised in order to change the culture in society and frame a society that is rights based and provides for people as a right rather than as a wish.
Few people would question it as an idealistic aspiration, but in terms of enshrining it in the constitution, you put such rights into the constitution, particularly in terms of economic rights, you could be creating a rod for governments' backs into the future.
Yeah, well, that's the intention, Donal, actually, to make sure that future governments would take account of these basic fundamental rights when framing policy and forming budgets. Now, it does having this enshrined in the constitution would not mean automatically that everybody who needs a house, the government would have to go out and buy them a house at this stage, but it would mean that in drafting policy and designing policy, the government would have to be sensitive to the constitutional obligation and ensure that policy, that those rights get equal footing among when policies are being decided. The Constitutional Convention last February voted by 85% to actually have these rights enshrined in the Constitution. At the very least, I would expect from tonight that the different political parties would actually take this up and include it in their manifestos for the upcoming general election.
And is that something you see the government embracing, as it were? Because it would seem on the face of it that something such as this, the government would be very loath to give its imprimatur to.
Yeah, I think there would be, but I think if, you know, if the Constitutional Convention is to have any meaning, the government should be taking this on board. And they've had a report from the convention since February 2014 and have yet to come back to the Dáil with it and to respond to it. And I think that shows what commitment this government has to these rights. But I think it's vitally important that we put the pressure on, and this bill will add to that pressure this evening.